Scene 1.
This week, we want to start our book exchange program. We would like you to bring in old books that you wouldn't mind giving away. In exchange, you can choose a different book from the collection next week. We will give you a special ticket for each book you bring, and you can use that ticket to get a different book. We are limiting the number of books to 3 per child. This will help the children access new stories, and they can expand their imagination. Every year, it has been very successful because the children enjoy the new stories, and the parents don't have to pay a lot of money to get new books. This week, we want to start our book exchange program. We would like you to bring in old books that you wouldn't mind giving away. In exchange, you can choose a different book from the collection next week. We will give you a special ticket for each book you bring, and you can use that ticket to get a different book. We are limiting the number of books to 3 per child. This will help the children access new stories, and they can expand their imagination. Every year, it has been very successful because the children enjoy the new stories, and the parents don't have to pay a lot of money to get new books.
Question 55. How many books are the children allowed to exchange? Question 56. What is not a purpose of the book exchange? Question 57. When will they be able to choose their new books? Scene 2.
Recently, the school has become very messy because we haven't been cleaning it very well. The children have been putting toys away in the wrong boxes, and the garbage area stinks and needs to be scrubbed down. We need to talk with the children and make sure they put away toys in the proper area. Don't scold them for putting them in the wrong area, but gently tell them that it's the wrong place, and then praise them for putting it away in the right place. As far as the garbage area is concerned, we bought some scrub brushes and soap, and now we need to scrub it down after the garbage is removed on Tuesday. We want Mr. Minamata and Ms. Suzuki to help with this. Recently, the school has become very messy because we haven't been cleaning it very well. The children have been putting toys away in the wrong boxes, and the garbage area stinks and needs to be scrubbed down. We need to talk with the children and make sure they put away toys in the proper area. Don't scold them for putting them in the wrong area, but gently tell them that it's the wrong place, and then praise them for putting it away in the right place. As far as the garbage area is concerned, we bought some scrub brushes and soap, and now we need to scrub it down after the garbage is removed on Tuesday. We want Mr. Minamata and Ms. Suzuki to help with this.
Question 58. What is wrong with the garbage area? Question 59. How should the teachers help the children to put the toys away correctly? Question 60. When will they clean the garbage area?
これでリスニングテストを終了いたします。